Good morning, everyone. This week at the Light Up the World, Father Matt and I will have the same homily, same topic for you all. We will talk about the Jubilee year, the Holy Year. So same homily, but different accents. So you got the Vietnamese one, okay? Hanging there, okay? You know that 2025, the year of the Holy Year, the Jubilee Year, Pope Francis, he opened like the Jubilee Year for every single Catholic in the Catholic Church. Jubilee Year will be like the opportunity to receive a reconciliation, to receive a God's mercy, to receive a God's love into our heart. With that, Father Matt and I, we would love to reflect on a couple ideas, a couple points for the homilies. First, will be like, what is the background for the Jubilee year? What is like a historical background? And then the last one will be like, what is like the main points in the whole Holy Year? So the first one. The biblical background in the Jubilee year based on the book of the Leviticus. So I brought the Bible over here with me in case you don't believe me, okay? So the book of Leviticus, it says, "And you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim the liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be called the Jubilee for you, for it is a Jubilee. It shall be holy to you." So the ideas about Jubilee years, you can find in the book of the Leviticus, the Old Testament. Really like strong background on that. In the book of Leviticus, three ideas will be the main theme for the Jubilee year. The first one will be all debts will be forgiven. Again, all debts will be forgiven. Second one, all slaves will be set free, will set free. And the last one, the people and the land will be able to rest. So people will be free, all debt will be free, and then people can get rest, and even the land can rest. That is like the main ideas in the book of Leviticus when we talk about the Jubilee year. So move on to the New Testament today. So today you hear about the ideas about Jesus, right? He came to the temple and he read the book again. And you will see like the theme again. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring a glad tidings to the poor, to send me proclaim the liberty for the captives, recovery the sight of the blind, to set the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. You see, like the theme, like the whole theme about like the Old Testament and the New Testament are connected. Back to the point. So the history about Jubilee year, we can begin really far back into the history, like the year 1300, when the Pope declared the first Jubilee year, because at that time people were in suffering, like wars, like diseases, like people are suffering so much. So they are deciding to travel to Rome to pray in under the tombs, in like beside the tombs of Peter and Paul, and they pray, and then they want to receive the graces from God. So they travel by foot only to Rome, and then they receive all graces from that. And then they asking God, help me to receive many graces so I can live my life. So that the Pope declared for the whole Catholic Church, okay, so this year, 1300 will be like Jubilee year, first time ever in the church. With that, but the frequencies of the holy years changed over time. At first, it will begin like 100 year, but the Pope later, he changed into like 50 years, 50. The gaps between the Jubilee years moves from 100 year into 50 years, and right now we have 25 years. Every 25 years, we have an ordinary jubilee year. Also, we can have like extraordinary jubilee year, which means that on the year 2015, Pope Francis, he opened the year of the mercy. Do you remember? Yeah, that is we call extraordinary jubilee year, because it doesn't fall into the 25 years. So that is the background. Now, what does it mean for you and for me? Two things I want you to remember. Now I can be free from all the paper in front of me. So two things I want you to remember. First, door. Second, indulgences. The first one, the door. You will hear in the news or in the videos about the door, the holy door. How and why the holy doors can be a good thing for the Catholics in this Jubilee year. Do you remember in the book, the Gospel of John, when Jesus said, the Gospel of John, okay? I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. Again, I am the door. Jesus himself identifies himself as a door, so that whoever enters through the doors, they will enter through him, and these people will be saved. So that the door will open means like the years of mercy, the years of forgiveness, like you enter through that door, you receive mercy, you receive forgiveness, you receive love, because I am the door. Like Jesus, he said, if you go through me, I am the door, and you will be saved. That's like the idea about the Jubilee year is open for everyone. Like, hey, you are free. Hey, the land will be free. All debt will be forgiven. You are free because I am the door. You go into me so that you can receive eternal life. So the whole year 2025 will be a holy year because we can receive indulgences, which is my last point for my homily today. So, indulgences will be really important for you to know and to understand throughout the whole year. Indulgences, I talked with this one in a month ago. Brother, sister, so look at me right now, okay? So I know you want to close your eyes when you pray, when you're at Mass, but look at me right now. I invite you all to look at me. Look at me right now, okay? So when you are sinning, two things happen. This is your sins, okay? And this is like the consequences, like this is like punishment, okay? Again, when you commit a mortal sin, two things. This is your sins. This is a punishment. When you go to confession, again, look at me because you will understand. Look, when you go to confession, your sins are forgiven, okay? However, the punishment, you're still up here. The punishment means that you will go to purgatory. The Lord, he will purify you in a purgatory because the punishment, the consequences of sin is still there. Okay, so now, holy year, Jubilee year is so important at this point. So when you have sins in the holy year, you go to confessions, okay? You go to confession and then you kill the first one and you receive indulgences, which means you killed the second one. You get that? It's so important for you. It's so important for me so that we can kill both of them. So you can put that down, both of them. What happens if when you go to the cathedral or Mother Caprini Shrine in Denver, if you go to that and then you go to confession before or after 8 days, before or after, you receive the forgiveness from God and you also you receive indulgences. Indulgences will help you to release every punishment you hear. Because the theme, the idea about Jubilee year is set free. Like you are slaves, you are free now. No debt for you. All debts will be forgiven. So that the key point to receive both of them in Jubilee year is go into confession, and then learning how to, about to receive indulgences so that you can receive both of them. I think it's a really good deal, like for me. Like, if you think about that a moment for the whole year, so that every 25 years, we have Jubilee years. Because if you can imagine, of course, you can receive a couple indulgences during the year, but every 25 years, we have Holy Year, and then all the people, if they go to confessions and receive like the sacraments and then go to through the holy doors, either in the cathedrals or holy sites, they will receive both of them. And then you will be free. You will be free from all the punishments. The punishments you have, because when we are sinners against God, of course, God, he will forgive you. Of course, with the power of the sacrament, you will be healed. The Lord, He will forgive you completely. But you have to pay your price. You have to receive consequences. You have to do to fulfill your punishment so that purgatory, the Lord, He will purify you. He will help you to understand the punishments so that you are able to go to heaven. And then if you go to the Holy Year, you can receive both of them. It's so important in the Holy Year if you can remember that. So that Holy Year will be the opportunity for the Catholics all over the world to receive the mercy, the love, so that the theme from the book of Leviticus, all people will be free. All land will be rest. Will be rested. All debt will be gone, because that is the Lord's power. Because that is we, brother and sister, we are sinners. Do you agree with me about that? We are sinners. I think you should use this Holy Year to receive the power of forgiveness. We all sinner. Father Anthony is a sinner because we all sinners. The nature of our sins, of course, with the power of the sacraments, with the power of the baptism, we are cleansed from original sins and personal sin, but also the concupiscence. We all have a tendency to sin against God himself. So that I encourage you all, maybe think about indulgences, maybe think about sacraments or confessions. If you have not been in confessions for a long time, maybe it's time to go back with the confessions. I'm not attacking you in the confessions, because I get that, because I am a sinner as well. We all do. We all like walking slowly in the darkness, and then receive the light from God. He will open the door of mercy for you, so that whenever you go to confession, you receive God himself. You receive God's mercy, God's forgiveness, so that you are free. You are free, and then you can be a children of God again. I invite you all to go deeper on the topic how to receive indulgences. And I mentioned that like a month ago. People asked, Father Anthony, how can I know more about indulgences? I told people, Google it, because that is a way you learn right now, right? Just go home, do your homework, and then maybe Google how to receive indulgences, and you will see. It's so easy. So I invite you all to do that. That's all I have for you all today. Mercy, forgiveness, you will receive during the Holy Year, the Jubilee Year, that God, He wants to show the humanity that He loves all the human beings so much, so that He can have Holy Year, Jubilee Year for all the people.